My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Mary is looking for money, and Davin's looking for butt sex. What could happen? Listen and enjoy.
Okay, last week we started with Mary. Now, Mary was a young lady that engaged me on Instagram right before a show in Cocoa Beach, Florida. She is from Claverland, Ohio. This version of Fake Davin is from Dionne Warwick, New York. Dionne Warwick, New Bjork.
New Bjork.
Which has a lot of musicians. I, too, am a musician. I play the skin flute. I don't have human children, but I do have an orchid named Seymour, who is akin to the monster from Little Shop of Horrors. And Mary is not really into sex, but she's willing to have it for me quickly. And I am obsessed with the fact that she has a boyfriend that she's not telling me about.
Which has not even come into evidence, but he's pretty sure.
Yes. So we will resume with Fake Davin and Mary. This is August 20th. 4:36 p.m. She asked, "Hey, are you there now? Can you say something to me?" I said, "Hi." She goes, "How are you doing now?" I go, "I'm fine." "Mary, we need to figure out this sex thing." She goes, "Okay, I'm sorry for living you here."
What?
She lived me there.
She lived you there.
She lived me there. "I'm back now." I go, "It's okay. May I ask you something?" And then,
have you heard of blue balls?
3 hours later, I get an answer.
Have you heard of blue balls?
What are these blue balls? They're on your chin,
you hold. You keep leaving me waiting.
She goes, "What is that? I'm hearing you. You are not saying anything." An hour and a half later, I go, "Sorry. Mary, are you a virgin?"
Wow.
What?
Just so random.
She goes, "Why?" The letter YI. So you ask.
YI?
YI. That was
why?
A new one. Oh, I, why I?
I?
I go, "Because if you're a virgin of sex, are you a virgin?" She goes, "Yes, and you?"
Yeah.
I go, "I think technically I am. Does it in the butt, does doing it in the butt count?" Pip is now dying. We have a dying Helix.
I'm dying.
Finally, this show has accomplished something in all these years. It killed off Pip.
It finally kicked in.
She goes, "Okay, what do you mean about that?" I go, "About what?" She goes, "Never mind." I go, "Tell me." She goes, "What?" I go, "What don't you understand?" She goes, "I understand everything." I go, "Okay, are we good?"
Oh, my God.
She goes, "What do you think?" I go, "I think we are both virgins, and I don't want to be. I'm not sure if you wish to be a virgin." She goes, "If you really want it to be, it will be."
Que sera, sera.
Que sera, sera. Virginity, virginity.
It will be. Good old Taurus day.
Sure.
Does in the butt count?
That's an age-old question.
It is.
And by the way, no, it does not. But you are not virginal. You're still a skanky whore. But
it counts.
I feel like in some ways you're even dirtier.
Yeah.
That's the no-no hole.
That's the no-no hole. not according to Sharman. That's the no-go.
Funny. She goes, "If you really want to be, it will be." I go, "You okay with us no longer being virgins together?" She goes, "Okay, what is going on with me and you next?"
The no-no hole, apparently.
I go, "I will come to Claverland and take you out to dinner." She goes, "Okay, before that, can you do me a favor?" Always a favor with these bitches.
I know. "Before you come to Claverland, I need something else." Okay.
Looking for shit. That's why they're there. Joe!
your thoughts are more impure than my virgin over here. How dare you?
Yes, I'm a heathen, yes.
Well, yes. Anyway, I go, "Okay." I go, "Maybe." I go, "Maybe." She goes, "Okay, when will you be prepared for it?" I go, "For what?" And then we go to August 21st at 12:47 a.m.
Just when we be prepared for it, then skedaddle.
She goes, "For coming to my place, of course. Or you don't want to come again." 4:10 a.m. For some reason, I'm up.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, there's scammers that need my attention. It can't just be yelling at you, Joe. Sometimes I have to deal with scammers.
Sometimes it's yelling at me. You know, you have to take a break.
Sure. So I answer. I go, I do. She goes, okay, now can you get it for me? I go, get what? The things I asked you before. I go, you did not ask for anything.
Ha, ha, ha.
She goes, for the money I asked you for. I go, you did not ask for anything. And she hasn't.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.